Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So let's talk to, we've got Gareth Jamieson on the line from Rescue Care right now. Good morning, Gareth.
Morning, how are you?
Well, thank you. Well, considering, what are some of the worst areas? We're receiving conflicting reports, especially on social media, so we're trying to find out what areas are really, really affected, no-go areas, and affected by the flooding.
Yeah, multiple areas. A lot of them are true. We've been working through the night, and it's just continuing into the day as well now. The worst was this morning, or just around midnight, in the Malvern Queensborough area and Ellen Road, where three houses actually collapsed due to the mudslide. And we started off there. Well, there was multiple calls all over, as you can imagine, but there was patients that were trapped there, so we went through to there, and we managed to rescue one lady from there. However, it was it wasn't so successful thereafter when we recovered four bodies out of there, and there's still more missing. So we had to postpone the operation because it was becoming too dangerous with the rise in water as well as mud. To the rescue operation.
And Gareth, have there been any other reports of fatalities or anything due to this weather?
Yeah, we left there. We went through to West Road in the Overport area where literally a whole house collapsed.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was mom and two sons. Mom was severely entrapped in the rubble, if you want to call it that, and we had to use quite a few equipment to get her out. Unfortunately, her son, who was 25 years old, wasn't so lucky, and he passed away also in that tragic event. And then there have been numerous calls of children missing and mudslides, and the rescue teams have been in Umlazi, they've been in Quarry Road Settlement, they've been everywhere. I mean, it is real.
And Gareth, just listening to with all those fatalities and stuff, should people be panicking?
I don't think they should be panicking. Obviously, that's what makes it worse. Yeah. But they just need to be aware of your housings, if the wall is safe. You know, they just need to be cautious. I wouldn't say panic. Just be aware that the rain is, I think it's really, I'm in Glenwood and it's slowed down quite a lot. But, you know, they just need to make sure that it is safe. Their perimeters, you know, their walls, the structures that are in place. Because these people, like I said, they were in a house and it was like literally a mudslide from behind them, both of them that we attended this morning. So they just need to be aware of that. They need to know their surroundings and make sure that that is secure.
Sure.
Gareth, thank you very much. And we've still got, we spoke to Wiseman from the South African Weather Services. He says there's still some more rain expected. Any advice for people right now?
I did hear with you guys shortly saying that, you know, schools have closed, and my personal feeling is if you don't need to go anywhere, don't. There's a lot of roads that are flooded, trees across the road, holes in the road, roads are closed, roads washed away. I think people just need to stay put and just be responsible, and just not go anywhere unnecessarily. And if you do need to go, just leave some time before just to allow you to get there, because I guarantee you the route you normally take is affected.
I don't want to be an extremist or an alarmist or anything, but are we using the word disaster?
I'm not sure. That will be made by, obviously, the city, if it's a disaster. But I think disaster management is involved regardless. And I do think that the number of fatalities and the catastrophic damage that's been done, I think they would be considering it, but I can't confirm that.
All right, Gareth, Gareth Jamieson from Rescue Care. If people need assistance right now, what can they do?
Obviously, all the emergency lines are kind of busy. However, you know, the normal ones, 1-0-111 is SAPS. But I mean, as long as you can get through to someone, you know, so it's 1-0-111, it's 031-36-10,000. That's the Durban Fire, Durban Metro. You have the ambulance, the government ambulance 10177. Rescue Care 0860-737-911. As long as you get to an emergency call center, those people can guide your call to where it needs to be going. And obviously, they're all very busy, so that's why I've said a variety of numbers.
Thank you, Gareth.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.